Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the full moon that's occurring on March 25th, 2024. And not only is this a full moon, but this is an eclipse, a lunar eclipse. So this is big energy. So we're going to take some time and go through each life path number and what you might expect working with the energies that will be coming up around this illumination. Because this is an eclipse and it's much more potent, you could definitely be feeling those energies already. And this usually being an eclipse will start a storyline that will carry over for about the next 6 months, up to a year even. So whatever starts coming in for you around this time and definitely around the eclipse, pay attention to, because there's likely going to be more to the story that unfolds as you move forward on your journey. And these will be the potent themes that you're working with based on the numerology. Okay, so before we get into the forecast, this of course is a general reading. If you would like to know what energies you might be personally dealing with around this eclipse, or the year ahead, or just your personal numerology, please book some time with me. I would love to work with you and take a look. You can find my information in the description box below and book some time with me. All right, let's get into it. Life path number 8. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 17-8 and fly energy for your animal wisdom message. So the 17-8, obviously 8 energy is your energy, so you're going to be working with your own energy around this illumination, but you've got the influence of the 17, which is significant. This energy is really pushing you to go with your gut, go with your intuition when it comes to some area of your life that you've been second guessing, that you've been sort of procrastinating around because you have to make some kind of a decision, but you don't trust yourself around that decision, or you're not really... It's one of those things where you might know what you want to do, but you're talking yourself out of it for some reason. You're sabotaging it for some reason. This energy is going to help you to lean into or sink into your own inner guidance to show you that, you know, whatever decision you make at this time or when the time comes is right for you in that moment. And you can always redirect. You can always, you know, change directions. If it doesn't work out the way that you expect it to or want it to, you can always, you know, do it differently, rebuild. That's actually one of the really beautiful things about 8 energy. It's one for taking risks in this lifetime. And when you take those risks, it's not always going to turn out the way that you expect. That's part of taking a risk. But the power of the 8 and the resilience of the 8 is knowing that even if something doesn't work out, that just means there's something better to build, right? That will work out. And so you take another risk and you try again and you do it differently. So this energy can be pushing you to trust yourself, to take the risk, to make the decision, to go after whatever it is that you've been sabotaging yourself when it comes to going after it. It's also that energy of the 1, right? 1, 7, 17. So that 1 is reminding you that whatever this is has to come from your own ingenuity. It's like your vision, right? It's your baby, it's your egg, and you're meant to be the leader in this decision, in going after whatever this is. However, you need to make sure that you're leading alongside of others and that you don't sort of try to be too controlling of the situation, but you're expressing yourself, you're keeping the integrity of your vision alive through trusting your decisions and going after whatever it is that you're trying to achieve, right? But that's meant to be done in a collaborative way where, again, you're leading alongside of others, you're taking others into considerations and their needs, whatever resource it is that you're creating or building. You're taking that, you're doing that with the consideration of what it is that others are telling you that they need, if that makes sense. So ultimately, this energy is trying to help you to find your confidence when it comes to something you're trying to launch, something you're trying to do. This is a great time to launch a project if it feels right for you. And that's what this energy keeps sort of circling back around asking you to do, is to check in with yourself, go deeper, make sure that it feels right for you. If it feels right for you in this moment, it is right for you in this moment. And you can trust that, even if it doesn't turn out the way that you expect it to. In this moment, it's right for you, and you can work with whatever shows up after that, you know, after you make that decision. So if there's something, again, that you've been sort of sabotaging or procrastinating with or have fear around because of that self-doubt or lack of confidence, this is a great time to just go all in and just prove to yourself that you can do it. And if it doesn't work out, that you can do something with whatever is left over from it not working out, right? It's not a reflection of you or your capabilities if something doesn't work out. It just simply means that the ingredients weren't right. So find better ingredients and build a better cake. With fly energy, it's interesting because this is sort of like this energy of like winning at all costs and pride and sort of like, you know, that like pride before the fall type of thing, like really boastful type of energy, really like dominating, controlling type of energy, and then it all falls. And so it's interesting because that's such vastly different energy than the 17-8. However, that can be 8 energy, the shadow side of the 8. And so what I would say is, it's not a coincidence that this is coming in, right? So if there are areas within your life where you are in that energy, where you are being very boastful or very much like, look at me, I'm at the top and I got here all by myself. No, you didn't. But this energy will likely remind you that you're only at the top because of the support of others. And so you either recognize that or you will likely fall, which is also part of the journey of the 8, to rise and then fall and then build again. And so what I would say with this is just be really mindful of those areas where you're very prideful or where you're continue to feed into discord because of pride, right? Pride can be the downfall of great people. So just make sure that that's not taking over. That's not the dominant energy in your life force energy at the moment, because you will face the consequences of that, especially as an 8. This is an energy of winning at all costs. And when an 8 shows up in that way, it can be very destructive, not only for self, but for others as well. And so with fly energy coming through at the time of an eclipse that's happening in the sign of Libra in astrology, you know, pay attention to your relationships, pay attention to how you're showing up. If you are the dominant force in those connections, you need to step back a little bit and see where it is that, you know, you can show up in a way that's an equal exchange of energy and more collaborative and more understanding of what the other person needs, or vice versa. If you need to be showing up more, taking up more space in a connection, this is the time that you're going to have those conversations and make that known, right? Not in an aggressive way, not in a controlling way, in a very much like, I want to make this work. Let's build some bridges here. So powerful energy, 8s. I wouldn't expect anything less. I hope it's a great one. Take care. Bye for now.